The president told everybody that if you're worried about the economy, you're wrong. Everything's great.
Yeah.
And he's promised a $1,776 check. That's right, $1,776.
Right.
Check to each member of the military.
Ah, there you go.
So stop complaining. Here's some money.
Here's your allowance. Welcome to Classic Christmas Songs After Hours.
Censored for no other reason than to make us laugh.
Yes.
Sure, the lyrics don't need to be censored.
Right. But it's fun if you do, and it makes it sound like they're really singing something dirty. Of course, we go back to the classic, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, with the lovely children singing.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy
really want their effing pudding.
These are rude. Wow.
They are demanding it.
That's not how you get on the nice list.
I know. You also can get a bad Yelp review.
Right. Gosh, say please next time.
And of course, this is the classic from Burl Ives.
Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. For me.
I had no idea.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
If you're not aware, Ford has a big old plant near Memphis called the Blue Oval City plant.
Yeah.
And there was rumors to this effect going around that they were going to stop making electric trucks, which is what they built the place for.
Yeah.
And start going with gas trucks because nobody's buying the electric trucks.
Right.
And now they say, yeah, we're just going to go back to gas trucks.
Okay.
Because, the electric vehicles just aren't selling.
They're expensive.
They are expensive and hard to charge, and there's a lot of downside to it.
They'll all be electric someday, but
yeah.
Just not yet. So the Oscars have been on ABC for 50 years, and not after 2028.
Wow.
So the movies are saying, well, we're not much of a thing anymore, but neither is network television. They're going to YouTube.
Wow, yeah.
YouTube has outbid ABC for the Oscars. So they'll have it till 2028, and after that, it's going straight to streaming.
Wow, that's something. Hey, if you didn't win last night in the Powerball jackpot, which nobody did, Saturday's drawing will be worth $1.5 billion. This is Woody. Most of my adult life, I've been a husky boy, and I've been trying to, diet off and on. Our show doctor, Dr. Scott Major, also known as Dr. Big Daddy, a nickname he gave himself, went for a visit and started talking about it, I know, hearing a lot about the weight loss drugs and,
sure.
The injections and stuff like that. And he said, well, I'll give you a month free sample of Wegovy.
Okay.
So all right, so let's try this. So I've been on for about a little over 2 weeks, and things are going pretty well. I know they talked about the side effects and everything.
Have you had any of those?
I tend to burp a lot.
Okay.
And I guess that's normal. And I'm having some slight reflux, but it's not a big deal.
Not too bad.
It's not too bad. But, I've lost, I think, around 15 pounds.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So far. So, yeah. And the thing is, it's like, I don't want to be ripped. I don't want to be a supermodel. I just want to be thin enough where I can cut my toenails and breathe at the same time.
It's those little goals.
Yes.
That if you hit those, life is so much better.
Well, I was actually trying to do that like a couple of weeks ago. I'm sitting on the side of the bathtub with nail clippers, and and you have to like really struggle to get your foot up to where you're going to cut the toenails, and then I'm going like, I can't breathe.
By the time you're done, you have to lay down because you're exhausted.
What's wrong? Are you sick? I tried to cut my toenails.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durba, walk around the neighborhood.
It's pretty cool for kids who can't afford or parents who can't afford toys. The Davidson County Sheriff's Department, every year they have the Last Minute Toy Store. It opens up today. And yesterday, a Nashville comedian, John Crist, who is going to be playing a couple shows at the Grand Ole Opry, he decided to make a big donation.
We have been so blessed by this community and the people in Nashville. I wonder what we could do to make sure every kid in Nashville has the opportunity to get a bike. So we loaded up the trucks and we came down here to the Academy Sports in Smyrna. And we basically said, give us all your bikes, as many bikes as you got.
Very cool. He donated over 100 bikes to the last minute toy store for the Davidson County Sheriff's Department. Gotta love that.
That's tremendous. Is awesome.
Good job.
What a relief to those parents.
I know.
Thinking, oh gosh, I can't really afford a gift.
Yeah, they're going to have something under the tree after all.
That's fantastic. This Mood Boost is brought to you by your car's turn signals. Try them, because other drivers can't read your mind.
Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits 93.3. Christmas is 1 week from today. How about that? That's scary. That is scary. It came up so fast.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Yeah. It's supposed to be some storms, and the meteorologist I have in my body, which is also called my arthritis, agrees that it will rain tonight.
Well, it kind of feels like it's going to rain.
Yeah.
But I guess that's my non-arthritic forecast.
Yes. Yeah. When you're to the age where your bones can predict the weather. I love that. It's a great time to be alive.
Yeah. It's kind of nature's trade-off.
Yeah.
You know, sure, you can't do, like, you hurt yourself just looking to the left.
Yeah, or getting up out of bed in the morning.
But, you know, the bonus is you don't have to check the weather.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just feel
it. Yeah, yeah, your hip will just tell you, oh, it might rain today.
So, there you go. It's all equal.
Yeah. but they say it's a 1 out of 5 chance of bad things.
So
it's not as bad as they thought it was going to be for Middle Tennessee and Southern Kentucky.
They have been doing this over and over, especially the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It seems like they go, you know, emergency weather. We're raising the alert. We're sounding alarms. We're throwing up, you know.
We must frighten you with the weather.
Batten down hatches.
Yeah.
And then they go, yes, the lowest possible alert is going on. Which is equivalent to we have as much chance of getting hit by a meteorite as we do getting emergency storm weather.
And it's funny. Tonight is our Cromwell Media Christmas party downtown at John Bon Jovi's bar.
Yeah.
And everybody in the radio station is going like, oh, it's going to rain and we have to go downtown. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a real thing. For most people.
If you're not a tourist, going downtown is a huge hassle.
You're like, oh, God.
People are going, oh, we got to go downtown for that? Oh.
They printed out these discount parking tickets.
So
we can park. We were hoping it's free, but it says discounted parking.
So we're hoping for 100% discount, but we're not sure.
It's only going to be $45.
I do love the places you park downtown where you have to scan the QR code.
Yeah.
And then it surprises you later with how much they charge you because they don't tell you.
Yeah.
You know, like, you just get like a little email or a little text saying, hey, guess what? It was only $50. Well done.
Nashville parking. If you have to ask how much, you can't afford it.
You can't afford it. We are ready to do this thing. We have Gender Wars brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees gone? You can contact them. They'll give you a great price. Check them out online at localtreefellers.com. For the ladies in the audience, we have Jen in Thompson Station. For the guys, we have Alex in Laverne. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome.
Right. Good luck to both of you. We have a warm-up, get-acquainted question for you.
Yeah, let's start with Jen. Finish this sentence. I'd never lose a trivia if you asked me about...
music or New Kids on the Block.
Okay.
Right.
Specific genre.
Who's your favorite
exactly.
New Kid?
Exactly. Oh, it was so funny because my boyfriend heard me say that, and he goes, you don't know everything about them. He goes, what was Joey's date of birth? And right off the bat, I knew exactly what date of birth, month, day, and year. So Joey was my favorite.
Yeah, he was the cute one.
Yes. All right, Alex, if you were at a trivia game, what would we ask you about that you probably know all the answers to?
I'm going to say Star Wars.
Ah, good.
All right.
Good job.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's begin. You guys each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble.
All right. Multiple choice is how we start. Jen, a Harrier is a military vehicle. Is it a jet, a tank, or a submarine?
A jet.
A jet.
That is correct.
Yes. Very cool.
All right, Alex. Are pink ladies a type of shoes, apples, or yoga pants?
I believe they're apples.
They are apples. Okay, tied up one apiece. Jen, Hans Gruber is the evil villain in what Christmas-based action movie?
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
That is correct.
It's my favorite Christmas movie.
You guys are doing great. Alex, the Plastics are a cliquey group of elite popular girls in what classic chick flick?
I think it's Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
That's right.
All right, look at you guys go. All right, Jen, in football, what is the maximum amount of players each team can have out the field at one time?
Is it 11?
It is 11.
Yes.
Nice. Woo. Okay.
The perfect game is going for Jen. Let's see if Alex can match it. Alex, Susanna Hoffs is the lead singer of what 80s all-girl pop group?
I'm going to use the Screw.
Okay. Using the Screw. It's not New Kids on the Block, so I don't know if you're going to know this.
Jen?
Is it the Bengals?
The Bengals.
Yes. Alex, you were so close, but Jen was unstoppable.
Wow. Nice going, Jen. We got a certificate of bragification for you, and also tickets to the Music City Bowl.
Congratulations to you. Thanks to both of you. What a great game it was. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3.
I'll be getting some messages asking about Gina. She has not had her baby yet, but she will be having it tomorrow. She's going to be induced if she's not done with it.
Late tomorrow night. It hasn't happened already.
Yeah, so you know she will keep you posted on that, and we're excited to find out about it too.
So if you're like a lot of people, you heard, they're making another Avatar movie?
Yeah.
Who cares? And then it makes $2 billion every time.
It does. It does whirl it well, even though everyone kind of mocks the fact that they're up to, what, the third one now?
This is the third one. Okay. Today, this afternoon in theaters, Avatar Fire and Ash comes out. I've seen it.
Okay.
And I recommend you go see it in 3D.
All right.
Or don't bother.
Okay.
So, I mean, every time these movies comes out, they are visually incredible. And
yes.
Each new one is even more amazing to see than the one before.
Because the technology keeps getting better and better, yeah.
And this one is like, you're like, oh my God, this is beyond real. In fact, reality isn't as real as what they put up on the screen. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
Then it becomes so tiring.
They like, say it's long, isn't it?
It is 3 hours and 15 minutes long. So, pretty much the movie is visually amazing. But for the story, who cares? Do you remember anything from the last ones?
No. It was all very visually exciting, but I couldn't tell you what it was about.
Here's the
movie.
There
was bad people and there was good people. I forget.
The whole movie is this. A hushed, intimate moment. And one of the characters, one of the Na'vi, bears their soul. Then there's a chase scene, and then there's a battle.
Okay.
Wash, rinse, repeat. For 3 and 15 minutes of its fourth hour.
Wow.
That's what you get. And classic lines like, "We do not suck on the breast of weakness." And, "That's right, buttholes."
Buttholes?
Yes. So while you're going, "I can't believe what I'm seeing. This is amazing." You'll regret you have ears.
My next tattoo is going to be, "We will not suck at the breast of weakness."
And as well you should get that. So like, they could have shaved an hour off of this movie.
Yeah.
I recommend go see it. See it in 3D.
Right.
After the first hour, go to a dentist appointment. Come back an hour and 15 minutes later.
Okay.
And then watch the last hour.
It's a good plan.
So.
Yeah, I guess they said, James Cameron said, if this one doesn't do well, they won't do 4 and 5.
But it will do well.
It'll do well.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
People still go to see these. They're like, nobody goes to see. Right. Everybody goes to see these movies. I give it a 7, but only because it's amazing to look at. If you aren't going to see it in 3D and you're just going to go to a regular movie theater.
Yeah.
It's a 4.
Okay.
It sucks.
Wow,
it's
really?
It's a slog.
Wow.
It is a slog.
Of course, you and your buddies have a film review podcast.
That's right.
If you want to hear Jim's take on the movie at an extended form,
We haven't done that episode yet, but thanks for plugging it.
Yeah, what's the name of the podcast?
It's the Untitled Film Project Podcast.
Check it out. Very cool.
If you've seen the movie, come listen to us.
All right.
We talk about it. We give spoilers and all that kind of stuff. And
very cool.
Yeah, what we think about it. But yeah, Avatar.
All right.
Yeah.
That sums it up. Gender Wars is next.
From the Cromwell Media Nashville Weather Center, showers are expected today with a high near 61. Gusty winds are possible. Showers and thunderstorms will continue tonight, with temperatures dropping to around 29.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So the president made a unique address last night, apparently addressing all the people who think that things aren't going well. He said, yes, they are. And he's also promised members of the military are all going to get $1,776. And he's going to pay for it with the tariffs. So they're getting $1,776.
All right. Very cool. Yeah.
All for our military getting what they deserve and more.
The economy is great. Don't look at the facts. Just listen to me. If you have been hesitant about going to the new In-N-Out locations because you think the line is going to be too long, well, now you can check ahead of time. The Wait app is what they have now, where they'll tell you how long it'll take to get to the front of the line at any of the three new In-N-Out burgers in Middle Tennessee, with more to come.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's handy.
Realize if you... Can I go in my lunch hour, or do I have to take half a day's PTO?
That's right.
To wait in line.
I'll take a vacation day to go get a burger.
So one of the Tennessee lawmakers has filed a new bill that would allow expectant mothers to use handicap accessible parking spaces.
Oh, they should be able to already.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
There's a few other states that do it. And after the first trimester, second and third trimester, you could use those walk, you know, quick spot to the door.
Yeah.
Especially people who are having a hard time getting around.
They should vote for that, because that seems like a natural thing. Wow.
I don't think anybody would fight it.
No kidding.
So if you're going out this holiday season with the ladies, you may want to beware of where you go, because this girl, Amber, posted this on TikTok.
Yeah.
She and her lady friends went out for their like regular Christmas outing.
Okay.
And this happened.
So as we were seated down, we were told that because we were a party of five or more, that we had gratuity was already added as a line item on the check. It was 22%, which we're like, okay, great. Sounds good.
Yep.
And then they proceed to say, oh yeah, but that's like the gratuity, like if that goes to the building, that actually doesn't go to your server or any of the staff. So just so you know, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard of. Is that like even legal to do?
The gratuity that goes to the building?
To the building.
To the building?
Like the building waits on you and like gets you your drinks and your food and takes your orders.
That's like going to Taco Bell, saying, oh, the building, Taco Bell needs some money from you ahead of time.
Yeah. So basically we're saying, okay, the money we're taking that you usually give to servers, we're taking that, and then you need to tip again on top of that to give the people who are actually serving you a gratuity from which their livelihood depends. So you need to pay it twice.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
According to the comments, people are absolutely saying this is ridiculous. One said, leave. It's legal, but ridiculously unethical.
Yeah.
But somebody else said, five waters, please. Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
These Christmas classics don't need censorship, but with a little magic,
yes,
we can make them... make you question everything you've ever thought about these songs.
Songs and also the spoken word.
Down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
To his what?
Use your imagination.
And we can't forget about Nashville's own Brenda Lee.
What kind of pie was that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't tell if she likes it or not by the description. Let's see. I think we're all doing kind of the same thing tonight.
We're going to the Totally Hits 93.3 Christmas party.
Woo!
John Bon Jovi's downtown.
Yeah.
That's a great place. It should be fun.
Yeah, if you've never been in there, it's really cool. Vibe. It's kind of fun. John Bon Jovi's pictures are everywhere, even inside the stalls in the ladies' room.
So if you'd like John Bon Jovi staring at every part of you.
John Bon Jovi will watch you pee tonight downtown. It's perfect.
I also got to watch, I watched the first half of the newest Knives Out on Netflix.
Oh, is that out already?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
And it's good. It's really good. Now I got to find out who done it.
All right. Those are always fun. I love those. Yeah. All right. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits 93.3.